Somewhere else in the building, closer to the delegation offices than to the hangars, Tion, Cam, Zek, and Terran would be doing exactly the same thing. That team had a different destination. The car in the right-hand shaft roared down past them. Jaina saw it stop with startling suddenness four stories down. The three Jedi jumped. It was a 15-meter fall, but a touch of the Force allowed each of the experienced Jedi to land painlessly and gracefully atop the car. The car got underway again, hurtling upward, its acceleration so great that Jaina and Corrin were forced to their knees. Saba stayed upright, her legs and tail forming a triangle of support. In moments, the car stopped again, with a turbolift's typical suddenness. These cars, equipped with interior inertial compensators, could do so without turning their occupants into broken-limbed jelly. On top, though, the three Jedi were propelled upward as if fired from a spring-loaded cannon at a carnival. They flew up an additional two stories, then pushed a little with the Force and drifted a meter laterally to land on the centimeters-wide ledge at the base of another set of doors. Corrin glanced at the numbers stenciled on the inside of the door.
This is a chamber level. We're good. If that car doesn't come up and smash us flat, give me some room.
He ignited his lightsaber. Jaina and Saba drew to either side, holding on to narrow grooves and durasteel plate joints on the wall, as Corrin cut a way out through the doors. The turbolift car below descended. A lift in the far left shaft roared by from above. Another one, far above in this shaft, became visible in a rapid descent. Saba hissed something unpleasant sounding, activated her lightsaber, and joined Corrin in cutting the hole. In moments, their blades met, buzzing and sparking. Jaina dived at the circular plate they'd marked. Despite her comparatively light weight, she knocked the plate free and fell atop it on the corridor floor beyond. As she rolled to her feet, her shoulder grazed the superheated edge of the metal. Even with the protective virtues of her lightly armored robe, she felt the sudden sting of injury. She came up on her feet. Ahead, just a few meters away, stood a row of security troopers aiming blaster rifles. With no time to ignite her lightsaber, she dodged left, drawing their fire away from the hole. Bolts tracked her, smacking and sizzling into the wall and the other turbolift door now behind her. Beyond the troopers, Jaina could see a low archway leading to a large, well-lit chamber beyond, the Senate Chamber. In her peripheral vision, she saw Saba leap through the turbolift hole, then Corrin. A turbolift car descended so close to his emergence that his cloak was snapped from his body, jerking his head back before the clasp broke, slamming him back into the turbolift door. Saba caught the next volley of blaster bolts as Jaina activated her lightsaber. Jaina spared a glance for Corrin, but he waved her off, shaking his head. He rubbed his neck. Below his beard, an ugly welt was already beginning to rise. Together, the three Jedi charged the troopers.